This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning from the 89th Annual National FFA Convention. This morning we'll be visiting with Christy Meyer, who serves as the Communications Manager for the National FFA Organization. I caught up with Christy about convention's big move to Indy and what events FFA members will be busy attending this week. Christy, a very hectic week for you, I'm sure. We are in Indianapolis for National FFA Convention. But before we get talking about the details, let's find out a little bit about you. How long have you been with the organization?
I've actually been with the organization for 14 years, but we were talking the other day that we like to talk about the number of conventions. So this is actually my 15th convention with FFA.
Okay, and now let's move into the events happening this year. The big news was that this is the first of a sequence of years that convention's going to be in Indianapolis.
Right, we'll be in Indianapolis for the next 9 years. We moved from Louisville. We were there for 3 years last year.
So how has the response been from the city? I'm assuming they're pretty excited to have the convention here.
The city and the state of Indiana have been wonderful. They've been very welcoming, and they're very excited to have everybody here this year.
Pretty big economic impact for them, I assume.
Yeah, more than $36 million is what we're estimating for the impact for the city and the state.
And off the top of your head, do you know approximately how many members are attending the convention here this week?
We're on par for over 60,000. We'll know our final number on Saturday, but I would say we're probably going to have between 60,000 and 65,000.
Is that close to the previous years? I know that number sounds pretty familiar.
Yeah, so last year we had 65,000. We understand that our numbers may go down a little bit this year just because it's a new city. That's what traditionally happens. But we'll see. Looking at the sea of blue jackets that I see, I think we might be on par to maybe break that.
Yes, there are definitely lots of blue jackets from across the country here. Lots of events happening at convention, as there are every year, but I was looking at the schedule. There's going to be at least 8 general sessions happening.
Right, so we'll have our 8 general sessions. 7 of those will be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse where the Pacers play, but the 8th general session will be over in Lucas Oil, and that's the session where we award the American degree.
Pretty exciting. In American degrees, state degrees, that all takes place on Saturday, right?
Correct, on Saturday morning. And then on Saturday afternoon is our 9th session where we'll have the election of the national officers.
Might not know this number off the top of your head, but throughout the years that you've been doing this, what is a roundabout number of members that are awarded these American and state degrees?
Well, I can tell you for this year, we have more than 3,700 being awarded, and I believe that's a high for this year.
That is really an astounding number, and I know being a member in FFA in high school, achieving that, either the state or definitely the American, really something for these members to be proud of.
It really is. It's a wonderful accomplishment. So a lot of times what happens is parents and grandparents and those students receiving it will come in Friday night. So that's why we don't know that final attendance number until Saturday, because we factor in all of our guests.
Great. Well, that's definitely something for them to be looking forward to. Also, I know there's a concert happening tonight, which it's Wednesday, and we've got the Expo Hall with lots going on in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So today at 12:30, the Expo Hall opened. We have over 230,000 square feet of exhibit space. We have about 400 exhibitors. So it's a wonderful opportunity for our students to talk to business and industry and really explore careers in the agriculture field.
Let's talk a little bit about the planning of this event. I'm assuming as soon as this ends, you are already working on next year's plans.
Yeah, absolutely. So the wonderful thing about the organization is on Monday, they actually give us the day off, and then Tuesday we'll hit the ground running again.
And then things wrap up here. Convention lasts until Saturday?
Right, till Saturday after that 9th session. As soon as the national officers are elected, they'll do some media interviews. Then there's a parent advisor dinner, and then we're done.
Well, Christy, thank you for visiting with me, and it's great talking with you. Anything that we haven't mentioned about National FFA Convention or the organization that you would like to share with us?
I think the one thing we want to talk about is that our membership numbers are an all-time high, almost 650,000 FFA members. So we're really excited about the future of agriculture and believe we have really strong leaders in our members.
And once again, Christy Meyer, Communications Manager for the National FFA Organization. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.